Blog Talk Radio.
They said we could
stay in the
spells at long ago.
Absolutely.
Spend some time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country. Leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone. The best in music, too. Spend some time in the country. We've been waiting here for you. Here in the country, waiting here for you.
Live from Ontario and heard around the world, welcome to In the Country with Dave Woods. This is the place for up-close and personal interviews, as well as great country music from our featured guests. So sit back and relax. Today's show starts right now.
Absolutely.
Spend some time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country. Leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone. The best in music, too. Spend some time in the country. We've been waiting here for you. Here in the country, waiting here for you.
Live from Ontario and heard around the world, welcome to In the Country with Dave Woods. This is the place for up-close and personal interviews, as well as great country music from our featured guests. So sit back and relax. Today's show starts right now.
Texas-born country artist Doug Bruce now lives in Australia and is enjoying a successful music career there. With the release of his first full album, All I Need, Doug was awarded the 2009 Best Male Vocalist in the Tamworth Independent Artist Recognition Awards. Doug is here to talk about his album, his songwriting, and much more. He'll also share a couple of the songs from that CD with us. My pleasure to welcome, on the line from Australia, Doug Bruce. Hey, Doug.
Hey, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Yeah, doing well. Just getting up and around this morning.
Yeah, we've got a 5 p.m. here in Ontario, and you're at about 8 a.m.?
Yeah, 8 o'clock in the morning. We've just gotten up, had breakfast and all that, and having a cup of coffee, and thought, well, I better call in.
Awesome. Well, that sounds great. We had a couple of technical difficulties off the top, but we are up and running. So I wanted to start off, Doug, in the introduction I mentioned Texas-born, and now you're in Australia with your music. Can you first talk about what took you over there?
Love, of course.
great reason.
Yeah, well, I'm originally from Texas and spent a lot of time playing in Texas bands and all that, but I eventually moved to Nashville, as most do at some point, and while I was there, I just happened to meet a lovely Aussie girl that was passing through town, and she was only there for a couple of days, and we met, and it was just kind of a love at first sight kind of thing, and a lot of emails and expensive phone calls and
right.
a collection of phone cards and a couple of trips back and forth to Australia for both of us, and we were hooked. So
wow.
within a year, we were married, and she lived with me over there for a couple of years, and when our first son was born 2 years later, we decided to move to Australia, and because she has a very extended family over here, and he's got a lot of cousins to grow up with over here, and since then we've had another one. So that's
wow.
kind of what brought me over here.
Oh, that's great! Congratulations. That sounds like a great life.
Yeah, it's interesting to say the least.
Now, is the country music scene different over in Australia? I'm sure it is. How is it different than down in Texas and Nashville?
The main difference is it's such a smaller market. It's the I don't know. You know, it's just yeah, that's the biggest thing. I mean, everybody, the music's pretty much the same, but
pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, but the strategies for marketing and that seem to be a bit different. Seems a bit more insular over here, but other than that, you know, it's the same.
Same, making great music. Now, you started out as a drummer, and then you moved to the front and took over vocals. Had you done vocals and singing for a while before that, or was it something you tried after doing the drumming?
As a drummer, I'd always sing backing vocals for whatever band I was playing for, but I never really wanted or had a desire to sing lead. I would sing a couple of songs, and I would always sing out of my range. It was always too high for me. And when I moved to Australia, I was trying to do the drumming thing, and was just having a really hard time finding steady work as a drummer. So my wife and friends and family, and they'd heard me sing, and they knew that I was had always written songs. And I said, "Well, why don't you just sing them and put them out there yourself?" And I really kind of backed away from that for a long time. Didn't want to do that, and eventually they talked me into it, and what happened, I just kind of found my voice, and I
wow.
register, and for some reason it just happened, and I don't know, maybe it's the Southern Hemisphere.
That's sort of the route Phil Collins took, too, starting out as the drummer and then becoming a great lead vocalist.
Yeah, there's been quite a few drummers that turned singers, and
yeah,
I'll just join the pack, I guess.
There you go. Now, this album that you've got out has got a lot of great critical acclaim and from industry and listeners. It's called All I Need. And I understand that you did this at your own studio that you developed, built, called Shoe Fly Studios. So is this like out of your home?
Yeah, it's just a big shed out the back, really. It's well, it's bigger than a shed. It's a big, huge barn that I just converted and just specifically built a studio out here, and because
wow.
when I was in Nashville, I spent a lot of time in doing demos, and I had a friend that had a studio there, and we would do demos in there, and I'd always kind of pay attention to what they were doing, and I've always kind of played around with the recording and that, and I decided that I don't have a fortune to spend on making records every time I want to record one, so I decided to just put the studio in there and see if I could do it, and the first one, you know, out of the box.
Wow.
To be what everybody was liking. So I must be doing
very,
something, okay?
Very, yeah, you're doing something right there. Very cool. So then did you produce this CD then yourself?
I did, yeah. I know some really great players over here. Most of them play in my live band.
Mm-hmm.
And I just put the foundation down. I do mostly the bass and the drums and then have everybody else come in and the steel guitar player and lead player and fiddle player and whoever to come in and do their thing. And it was just a tracked album. It wasn't a live album, but
right.
That's about all I can do in the studio. But it came out really, really well, and they just keep getting better as we go. I'm in the process of working on a new one now. So.
Oh, excellent. Well, we're gonna come back in a few moments and talk all about songwriting and some of your early influences. But let's turn to the album now and one of the songs from it called Just 3 Minutes, which you also won a songwriting award for. So do you want to talk about that and the inspiration behind the song?
Yeah, this song was nominated for a songwriting award, the TSA Awards in Australia. And it's funny because that song was actually inspired by my mother-in-law, strangely enough. She was just throwing words around and talking. She's always talking in circles, and she was... She mentioned something about yesterday becoming, or tomorrow becoming yesterday, and something, I don't know what she said exactly, but I thought, oh, gee, that's cool. So I wrote down these few little words that she said, and eventually,
right.
you know, within a few minutes, I had a chorus, and I thought, oh, that's kind of cool. So I just kind of developed it, and over the next few months, it just kind of came out to be what it is, and it's been doing really well. It was the second single we released off the album, I think it peaked at number 4 in the charts in Europe, and
wow.
It goes pretty well over here. So I really wasn't expecting any of that. I mean, when I put this album out, I was just hoping to get my head out there.
Yeah, it must be a very pleasant surprise, as you say. You're sort of an introduction to the country world over there with this album, but it ended up being well received.
Yeah, I was really surprised to pick up awards and get nominated for awards is quite a good. Interesting thing.
Male vocalist.
Not expected at all. You know?
Oh, yeah, that's, I guess, the best way, right, when we do something and we're not expecting it. What a great surprise. And you were awarded the 2009 Best Male Vocalist at the Tamworth Independent Artist Recognition Award. So that's a great recognition right there. Great two thumbs up, I guess.
Yeah, and I tell you, I was in there with some of the best independent artists they have in Australia here, and I was sitting there and I said, oh well, Cole will get it, or you know, Chad will get it, whoever will get it. So
right,
I couldn't believe when they said my name. I was way up in the nosebleed section. And I said, there's no way I'm just gonna sit up here and watch. And so I had to make the trek down the mountain to get up there. It was just really surreal. So
oh, that's great.
Quite humbling.
Well, let's share that song now. This is from the album All I Need. This is Doug Bruce and Just 3 Minutes here on In the Country.
In just 3 minutes, it'll be tomorrow. And then tomorrow, it's gonna be today. When the sun comes up, my heart will fill with sorrow. We shared a few harsh words. She was trying her best to break my heart while I was crushing her. Now I'm sitting here all alone, waiting for the sun to rise. And there's nothing left to say that'll make her change her mind. So in about 2 minutes, it'll be tomorrow. Then tomorrow is gonna be today. When the sun comes up, my heart will fill with sorrow. Because tomorrow she'll be leaving me today.
Texas-born country artist Doug Bruce, who now calls Australia home. That is him right there singing a song he wrote, Just 3 Minutes. A great hook there. I guess you owe your mother-in-law on that one, right?
Yeah, she's laid claim to that one for sure.
Now, I can tell by that song, obviously, with your voice and the style, you've got a very traditional sound. Who were some of your influences, Doug, growing up in the country world?
Oh, just the normal ones that everybody else says, Haggard and Jones, big influences on me. But of course, my dad was a bass player for a guy by the name of Red Steagall back in the 70s, and some people might know who he was. They actually toured Canada and Australia and all over the world, and that was a big influence on me, the Texas swing style of music, and because I grew up listening to Dad do that, you know, through my childhood, but also, you know, your Ray Price and people like that, and so it's pretty much all over the gamut. I mean, I like all types of music, and as long as it's good, influences, and yeah, those would be the biggest ones.
And as far as your songwriting goes, how far does that go back? Do you remember those first few songs you wrote, and were they ones you can look back now on proudly, or were they sort of stepping stones?
Oh, no, they were terrible, first few songs. Yeah, that was the first song I wrote. I probably wrote when I was 19 or 20, and I thought, oh, that's just the awesome, that's the most awesome thing I've ever heard. And now it was probably the most miserable thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, hindsight is... makes it a bit different, right?
Yeah, definitely. But you know, when you get around people, like when I went to when I moved to Nashville, I got around a lot of very good songwriters, and one of the most influential was is a good friend of mine, actually, Billy Yates. And
oh yeah,
I played drums for Billy for a while I was in Nashville, and we became really good friends. And he had a huge influence on my songwriting, I think, just listening to his work and the way he does things, and you know, just being around him, and that probably had a big influence on the way I write, I think.
Can you think of anything specifically with Billy? Did he teach you about craft, or did you learn about craft from the songs he did, or how to write hooks? You know, anything specific?
No, not really. I just kind of paid attention to his phrasing and how he did that, and pretty much I guess that's probably the biggest influence he had on me was his phrasing, but and the fact that he does a lot of he kind of remains traditional, which I do write a lot of traditional stuff, but I'm branching out a bit and trying to do a bit. I try to keep everybody happy, I guess. You know, I try to do a bit of contemporary and a bit of traditional, but I think if you don't want to, an apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, so you don't.
Sure, I guess it's good to branch out a bit, but at the same time, you want, I guess, people to know what to expect from you if they come out to a show, for the most part.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think people still, you know, there's a lot of contemporary stuff out there, and I think that people still love the more traditional sound, and. I love to do that, and that's pretty much what I know, what I'm better at. So,
yeah, it's an interesting debate, and doesn't really necessarily have to be a debate, but there's people who love country and they like the newer stuff. Some like the older stuff, and of course, some like both of it. But it's nice to go to a concert and hear traditional music for sure.
It's funny because we'll do a show over here, and there's a lot of young people over here. That there's a stigma attached to country music over here because country music over here has always traditionally been Slim Dusty and Tex Morton, which were the kind of the pioneers of country music here in Australia, and very much like the you know, Hank Williams and people like that that started in North America. So when I go, we do one of our shows, we'll pull out some of the older stuff or some more traditional sounding stuff, and a lot of these kids will come up to us, and they'll be, you know, anywhere from teenagers to, you know, mid-20s, and they'll come up and say, man, I don't like country music, but I like what you're doing. That's cool. So there's a kind of a stigma. There seems to be a bit of confusion about as to what it is.
Yeah, for sure. And I've gone through that before in the past, too, when I've mentioned to friends and people that I know that I like country music. They often don't know, you know, it's like I'm hearing the artist in my head, and they're coming from a whole other perspective, so it's not always clear what somebody means by country music. And yet they, like you say, they end up liking what they hear, but they just don't always know that's what it is.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
yeah, it's an interesting genre. I mean, some other genres seem more straightforward, but with country it can be, I guess, a few different things. But on the songwriting topic, Doug, I wanted to ask you about how you approached it, whether you're co-writing or on your own. In either case, do you like to start with a title or a melody or come across a real good first line? How do you like to do that if there's a traditional way?
It just kind of happens how it happens. It's different every time. I don't mind co-writing at all. I love to co-write, but it just doesn't seem to be as popular over here as it is in the States. And but I normally I'll come up with an idea for a hook. It's kind of the first way that I'll approach it. Sometimes I'll just get a melody in my head and just add the words, and it varies. It could be anything, you know. It's just kind of one of the, I think best explanation I can give for it was actually I heard Keith Richards, of all people, explaining that sometimes you're just sitting there and it's like incoming, you know, you can't do anything, but all of a sudden incoming, and you know, that's just better write it down. So, and that's kind of the way it happens for me. It just kind of happens. I don't, I try not to force it. I may go for a month or two without really writing much of anything at all, but a few words, and then all of a sudden, boom, you know, here it comes, get ready.
Right. And, so you take advantage of those times when it comes to you, as opposed to sitting there waiting for it to happen or forcing it to happen.
Yeah, I don't try and force it. When I'm co-writing, that's a bit different. I have co-written a bit, and that's a bit different because there's, you know, different ideas coming from either party, and
sure.
And so it's a bit easier to kind of formulate it and get go in the right direction. But when I'm sitting on my own, I tend to get blocked a lot and get stuck. And I've written songs that, you know, I started 5-6 years ago, and then, you know, 5-6 years later, I've got it, you know. So.
Wow. It's a good feeling of satisfaction, a bit of weight, but sometimes it takes that long to come back to it, I guess, and for it to fall into place.
Exactly. You just put them away for a while and come back to them, and some of them I've even forgotten about. So, where'd that come from? And I'll dig it out. Oh, yeah, well, we can finish that. So just a totally different mindset at the time, I guess.
Yeah, that's great. Well, let's turn back to one of the songs from the album. The album is called All I Need, and the song is called What I'm Drinking About. Do you want to tell us the inspiration behind this? I think this is one you wrote by yourself.
This song was actually, I was watching a movie or a TV show, or I don't know what it was, and just walking, I was sitting there, and there was a guy in a bar, and I know this sounds like a bad joke, but it's not. It was a guy in a bar, and another guy walked up to him and said, "Hey, man, what are you drinking about?" I said, "Oh, man, is that a great, that's a song."
Right.
So I came out, and within a couple of days, I had it pretty much laid out. And it actually started completely different than it turned out. It was much more traditional, kind of standard kind. And that's the way that I wrote most of my songs. It's just kind of straightforward, you know, the three chords. And then it just kind of evolved, and the words completely changed. And after a few weeks, I had it, and I said, "That'll do it," and we cut it.
Great, and you've had a good response for the song, I know.
Yeah, that one's the one that won me the Male Vocalist of the Year, the Independent Artist Recognition Awards, and Male Vocalist at the Victorian Country Music Awards, which is the state that I live in.
Excellent. Well, let's share the song, and we'll come back and talk a bit more before we wrap things up. But this is Doug Bruce from his album, All I Need. The song is What I'm Drinking About, here on In the Country.
I guess I had too much pride to wear my heart on my sleeve. I should have known that if I let her go, she'd never come back to me. Now my buddies wonder what went wrong. All her girlfriends are glad I'm gone. Now I'm left here looking like a fool, but that's nothing new. That's what I'm drinking about. She's been gone too long, and I've been spending most of my time in this bar room alone. I don't blame her for letting go with all those reasons to leave. That's what I'm drinking about. Does she ever drink about me? I went down to old Mexico, found a sweet senorita, dug our toes deep down in the sand, had a few margaritas. Before long that romance went south, they always end up the same. That senorita kicks sand in my face, I guess tequila's to blame. That's what I'm drinking about. She's been gone too long, I've been spending all my time in this bar room alone. I don't blame her for letting go with all those reasons to leave. That's what I'm drinking about. Does she ever drink about me? That's what I'm drinking about. She's been gone too long. I've been spending too much time in this bar room alone. I don't blame her for letting go with all those reasons to leave. That's what I'm drinking about. Does she ever drink about me? That's what I'm drinking about. Does she ever drink about me?
Country artist Doug Bruce on the line with us today from Australia. That is taken from his album, All I Need. The song is What I'm Drinking About, a great, great traditional sounding country song. Now, Doug, I wanted to ask you where we can find you on the internet and if we can purchase your music on there.
Yeah, you can download all my songs off iTunes, Rhapsody, all the major sites for that, and or you can buy them online from cdbaby.com.
Right.
And you can find me on the internet at my website, which is dougbruce.com.au, or my MySpace site, or Facebook. Got all of that. So if you go,
got it.
Web,
yeah, all with the social media going on, right?
I've got everything but Twitter. I haven't got into Twitter yet, so.
Yeah, I got into that recently. I wasn't sure if I was going to get into it, but I did. And, once you get into it, you get used to it like all the others. So many ways to communicate these days.
Yeah, I can't keep up with them all. You get a website and a MySpace and Facebook going, and you just keep adding on to it. So you spend a lot of time doing that.
Yeah, definitely. It ends up taking up a lot of time for sure. I've got just a few minutes remaining. I wanted to ask you about you were inducted into the South Australia Country Music Hall of Fame. Now, that must have been a great honor.
It was, and it was really strange because I'd never played this festival before, and it was fairly early on. I mean, I'd only just started. I had a little simple EP out there that I did initially to kind of hopefully get some jobs. Really the main reason I put it out there. And they asked us to come and play the festival, and I got a letter a few days after we confirmed all that, and asked me. So we want to induct you into the Hall of Fame, and I sent her an email back, and I said, why? And she said, well, we just really like what you're doing, and we have a feeling that you're going to do well, and we want to get you now before we aren't able to. And I said, well, that's crazy.
Very
okay.
Cool. Yeah, that's flattering. That's great. We're just about out of time. I'm glad we got that story in because that was important, and it's been a pleasure to speak with you, Doug, and I wish you all the best with All I Need. I know it's done well for you, and I know your next CD will do the same. So all the best, and thanks very much, Doug.
Thank you very much as well, Dave, and we'll talk to you again soon, I hope.
That sounds great. I hope we will. My guest today has been a country artist, Doug Bruce, Texas-born and now living in Australia, doing very well over there. I'm Dave Woods, and that wraps up this edition of In the Country.
Spend some time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country. Leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone. The best in music, too. Spend some time in the country. We've been waiting.